1-800-449-8686. And it's the Phil Henry Show, and the number one rated Phil Henry Show, I might remind you. Number one here in Los Angeles, anyway. And the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is out. And you can order it at 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. Our price is $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And we've made $54,420 toward the people at my friend's place, toward all the great work that the people at my friend's place do. $54,000 since we began our campaign at the beginning of November. And if you'd like to come and, you know, meet me and have your CD signed, you can do it on Friday night, December the 22nd, at the Gameworks at the Block at Orange. That'll be our Christmas CD signing from 9 to, say about 11. This is your chance to eat, drink, party, play. Get your Best of the Year 2000 CD signed by me. While you're waiting in line, GameWorks is offering a three-hour game card, good for unlimited use, and it's only going to be $20. $5 of that card purchase also goes to my friend's place. And we have a very, very, very big announcement later on this hour. This is the kind of announcement I guess you'd expect from our show, because it will entail announcing something that has never been done before. Completely groundbreaking, completely new. And we're going to make that announcement toward the end of this hour on the Phil Henry Show, so I suggest that you stick around, because it has to do with you, it has to do with something we're going to do for you, and it has to do with, like I said, something very original and highly entertaining. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Margaret Gray from nationally syndicated newspaper column is hanging on the line, although we don't have Margaret's music, do we? Of course we don't. Let me get that ready to go, because I know that she'll want us to have that ready to fly. Or Margaret doesn't have music, is that it? Oh, Bobby gets music. Sorry, Margaret. Madonna initially wanted to hold her wedding at the estate where Princess Diana is buried, but logistics have proved too difficult. And to talk about this, now you know that Madonna's getting married on December the 22nd. She's marrying Guy Ritchie. And, oh, by the way, if you think that we're not going to say anything about the election, we will. Don't worry about it. There's absolutely nothing to talk about, so forget it, all right? When something is on and it's worthwhile mentioning, then we'll mention it. Until such time as the announcement comes from the Supreme Court, we are not going to blather on about things we know nothing of, about things that we have no information on. We'll give it to you as soon as we get it. In any event, Madonna is going to be marrying Guy Ritchie, and that'll be on December the 22nd. He is the director of an interesting movie called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Margaret?
Yes, Phil. As a matter of fact, Guy Ritchie, wonderful career. The homage to Quentin Tarantino, I think, is stunning. And I think it's really an interesting film. He has a new film coming out called Snatch. And that is...
What is that, Reservoir Dogs?
No, it is not Reservoir Dogs. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, isn't this guy's whole career... Well, I don't want to start getting into it. Isn't he like a guy who lifts his stuff from Quentin Tarantino?
You know, I don't think so, Phil. I think he's a very gifted young director, and I think that's a little... I think that's a little catty of you, isn't it?
Well, I saw Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. My wife took me to see it. And I, like a lot of people, I said, okay, I saw Pulp Fiction. Is there anything else you'd like me to do with your afternoon here, dear?
No, I thought it was very original. I thought it was highly original, and I thought it was a lot of fun. And this is the guy that Madonna is marrying. And
well, tell me a little bit about where she wants to get married, where Princess Diana is buried. Is that correct?
Yes. Phil, Madonna has asked to get married on the estate where the late Princess Diana is buried. Now, Phil, I think like everyone else, Madonna does a lot of very unique things. I think this is the hallmark of originality. And I think it has a very natural feel.
Well, what is natural about this? And I understand she's having a problem. She wants to get married where Princess Diana is buried. She's having a problem with the family, right?
No, I wouldn't call it a problem. I think she's been turned down by Earl Charles Spencer because... they probably don't like the idea of Madonna being married where the body of their sister is interred. And I can certainly understand that. By the same token, Phil, we know that Diana was not a married woman. We know that perhaps in the overall, Madonna might be a bit more... she may be a bit more popular.
And all right, you're comparing Madonna to Princess Diana in terms of popularity. I'm just asking. No, wait a second. Let me just back that up because it just struck me what you said. Are you saying she's more popular?
Oh, I wouldn't. What I'm trying to say is this. I think that Madonna is our Diana, and I think she's making that statement. Don't you see how perfect that is? Madonna wants to get married, Phil, where Diana is buried, because the two of them really were soulmates, and they did share so much. Diana was England's royalty. Madonna is our royalty.
And let me ask you this. If Madonna died tomorrow, do you think the world... Let me think about this. Do you think that the world would be out in the numbers that we saw them out for Diana?
Oh, yes.
You really do?
Absolutely, because you don't get how popular Madonna is. Did you anticipate the outpouring for Princess Diana?
I have to say, no, I didn't.
All right. You really don't get how popular Madonna is. This is a marvelous statement. I think it is a wonderful homage to Diana's family. She's saying, let me go and be married where Diana is buried. Let Guy and I stand upon the very soil that covers Diana's body. Let us stand there. Let us consecrate anew Diana's grave. And at the same time, let us be betrothed. Let us walk directly on top of the very soil, Phil, where Diana is buried. And let us consecrate as a new royalty, if you will, to take people's minds off of the great and very unbearable sadness that we feel at the passing of Diana.
Well, all right. This is a unique point of view, I got to tell you.
Well, I think Madonna is a very unique person, as was Diana. And that's why I think we need unique ways of thinking.
All right. We're talking with Margaret Gray from A Little Bird Told Me, nationally syndicated column, about Madonna's wish to be married on the estate where Diana, Princess Diana's body is buried. And what's the problem that they're meeting with the family? They have a problem with Charles Spencer?
Yes, the Earl doesn't like the idea, Phil. And it's my guess that he really wants to hold on to Diana's popularity as long as possible. I think he really wants his sister to be the real big fish in the pond for as long as he can. And with Madonna getting married...
No, wait a minute. Are you... Don't be so... That sounds so... I don't know. That sounds so mercenary.
No, Phil, I don't mean it in any terrible sense. I think he just wants to honor his sister's memory.
And you're saying that if he lets Madonna be married where Diana's remains are, that her popularity will slip?
I think the Earl feels that the popularity will slip, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking with Margaret Gray. So Madonna wanting to get married where Princess Diana is buried is not a publicity stunt. It is...
No, absolutely not, Phil.
It's not some kind of a self-aggrandizing move on Madonna's part to just cash in on Diana's name.
No, because she doesn't have to cash in on her name.
You're telling me that Madonna is as popular as Diana.
I'm saying that people who know Madonna... And no, Diana, yes, this is the royalty of America.
And you know, this is the reason why I don't read a lot of tabloids. It's one of the reasons why I probably don't get cultures, that I don't read the tabloids.
Well, you're saying it right there, Phil. You don't understand the connection these two women have, and you don't understand the amazing popularity of Madonna. Okay? And I just think that...
All right, so Madonna... And
these girls were friends and soulmates, Phil. These women... shared the same air, the same rarefied air. And Madonna, I think, reinvigorates the remains of Diana by being married where she is buried. Madonna, as I said, Phil, is like our royalty. And now, marrying Guy Ritchie, it's almost as if we have the British back in the royal line of America. What brilliance to be married standing on her burial plot. And again... I think that Diana would appreciate this, Phil.
That's what I was going to ask you. What do you think Princess Diana would say if she knew that Madonna wanted to get married standing on her grave?
I think, Phil, were it not for the very unfortunate, for want of a better word, death of Princess Diana, I think she'd be standing there next to her own grave applauding these people. If she could come back from the dead.
All right, well, if she could come back from the dead.
If Diana could come back from the dead, she'd be standing next to her own grave applauding Madonna and Guy because they are giving us a smile. They're giving us another reason really to smile, Phil, in a long winter of discontent.
That being the death of...
The death of Diana.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray talking about Madonna and Diana's burial ground, which is somewhere in England, and the fact that Madonna would like to get married there. So far, the resistance is from the family of Diana because, for whatever reason, they don't want Madonna getting married there. I can understand it personally. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Margaret Gray here about Madonna, and we will have all the stuff concerning the Supreme Court. You know, I got a feeling, and I could be wrong, but I got a feeling that there are more than one or two radio stations out there that are just all over this Supreme Court presidential election story as if it just happened yesterday, to the point where maybe a lot of people aren't hearing our voice today. I don't know. But right now, all of the pundits and the analyzing and the commentary and the back to you, Judy, and over to you, Bernie's. I mean, dude, there's only so much of that stuff you can do until the main players speak, which would be the Supreme Court. And they will whenever they do. Michael Reagan, by the way, said it would happen within 10 minutes. That was about an hour ago. So a lot you know, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Margaret Gray on the line. We're talking about Madonna and the plans of her and her fiancé, Guy Ritchie, to get married at the estate of Princess Diana. And again, you don't see a taste problem with this.
Anybody else, Phil, yes, I would.
But not with Madonna.
Not with Madonna, because Madonna, again, is... Not only is she really part of our royalty... and is to us what Diana was to the British people. But these two women are so very much alike. They're both very beautiful. They're both very classy. They're both mothers, previously married, really amazing women. And so much alike in so many ways, Phil. And
did they know each other?
I believe they did. I believe they knew each other, and I also believe... that they shared many phone calls and a cup of coffee when they could on occasion. And
socially, or were they good friends?
I'd like to think, Phil, that they were very, very, very close friends. I think, given that Madonna has the right to be wed on Diana's grave, and I don't know the problem that Diana's brother has with that.
All right. I'm going to go to a phone call, but I gotta just say, I'm not sure I would be comfortable if my sister were buried in the ground.
Yes.
If somebody stood on her grave to get married.
Well, then you don't really know what Diana means to the world or what Madonna means to this country.
I'm not saying that I do. I give you that. But it just, I'm speaking from my gut. I'd have a hard time with that. Standing on the grave.
Yeah, I think that they wanted to have the wedding vows... straddling the grave, not standing directly on it, no, straddling it. Guy on one side, Madonna on the other, and the preacher would be somewhere standing over where Diana's face would be.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Mary, hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Well, I wanted to comment
Hello,
on... Hello?
Yes, how are you, dear?
I wanted to comment on you comparing Madonna to Princess Di. There is absolutely no comparison.
Oh, I disagree.
Princess Di was a lady.
I disagree.
And Madonna tried to reinvent herself when she became a mother and be this holy, wonderful, great, lovely
person. She is lovely. She's lovely.
Now, I'll tell you what, she wasn't lovely 10 years ago when she was putting out all that garbage and filth that she was putting out.
Now she's trying to cover it all over. Are you talking about Diana or Madonna?
I'm talking about Madonna, my dear.
Well, darling, I don't know what filth you're talking about.
And she, are you kidding?
Well,
what
you
kind of a book did she put out 10 years ago about
sex? A very beautiful, beautiful book about the human body.
Oh, my God, lady, you
well, I don't think you saw it. I don't think you saw
it. I did see it.
Was that the
I
one with the metal cover on it?
And it
that
was
garbage,
yes, it was
me.
A lovely... Let's get back to the point. Let's get back to the idea that Madonna has the right. She shouldn't have to ask. She should be able to walk in and get married there.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I think it would be a disgrace, and I think her brother is right in denying her that. She doesn't
Then who do we have in this country that compares to Diana? No one, if it isn't Madonna.
No, it's not
and
Madonna.
You know as well as I do, you read all the tabloids, you follow her career, you know that you love her. You
who?
Follow Madonna.
Absolutely not.
Well, you know everything
there is. I would not cross the street to see her.
Well, then you know everything there is.
Front row seat.
You know everything there is to know about her. You know everything about her book.
Please, I read the tabloids. I read the People
right,
magazine.
You're hungry
I read
for
all
it.
These things, and believe me,
first you people
I wouldn't,
in West Palm
I wouldn't cross
you,
the street to
first
see
you
her
screw up a presidential
if they gave me
election.
Front row seat tickets.
First you screw
she
up a presidential election,
she
and now you're trying to tell Diana.
The United States.
How do you dare tell Diana where to get married? How do you dare tell her where to get married when you can't even punch a ballot properly?
Oh, I punched my ballot properly.
Oh, sure you did.
Don't worry about that.
Where's she calling from,
Phil? I voted for Gore, by the
way. She's calling from West Palm Beach.
That's right.
There you go.
I voted perfectly.
The county that gave us the messed up election, now you're telling me where Madonna...
I didn't give you anything. We're not talking about the election. We're talking about Madonna.
Look, learn how to elect a president, then you tell me where Madonna can get married.
She is not royalty
in the United
States.
Look, let's not bring the presidential election into this, okay?
Even
no, I don't
a
want
chat,
to.
Phil, and
that isn't why I called. I called to
well,
comment
that's
on Madonna. And as far as I'm concerned, Madonna couldn't even breathe the same air that Princess Diana could.
You know
at
as
least
well as
Princess
Madonna
Diana waited
lovely.
To get married to have her children.
Madonna is lovely. And Princess Madonna
that's your
didn't,
opinion.
Madonna,
that's your opinion only. It certainly isn't my opinion.
Madonna I waited would, a respectful time before she had her children.
Oh, please.
Well, whatever. I mean, she wasn't even married, right?
Right.
And, listen, you
at
know
least
what
Diana waited to get married to have her children.
Listen, when it,
which is
when
more
there's
you
an
can
arrow
say for
pointing,
her.
Do you have an arrow on your stomach? Hello?
A what?
Do you have an arrow on your stomach?
An arrow?
On your stomach.
What? I don't know. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I figured you people in Florida needed an arrow pointing at a hole so people knew the...
Okay,
oh,
that's all.
Don't bring
well,
it in.
All right, thank you.
I just...
Yeah. Here is Margaret on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just want to know what planet this woman is from, because comparing Madonna to Princess Diana is like saying I'm royalty.
Madonna,
which
made,
I'm just a Madonna
common well,
citizen.
You probably aren't royalty, darling, but
well,
I'm
no,
talking
I'm
about
Well, no, I'm
not,
a, and neither are you, and saying Madonna
well,
is royalty.
I'm not claiming
you just shut up and give somebody a chance to
I'm
talk.
I'm trying
you're
to explain
rude.
It. I'm
you know
trying
what?
To explain life to you, and you don't get it.
You know
it.
What?
You
well,
don't
the way
get
you just
it.
Talked to that last woman, I'd say you're a very rude, crude woman, and if you're up there making money, then maybe I should get a job, because I could say a lot better things, a lot nicer things than you do.
No, you keep bagging groceries where you are.
All right, be quiet and let the lady finish, okay?
You know, Madonna is nothing but a slut. That's all she ever has been. She does not promote a very good image to people, especially young women, and saying that she has the right to walk onto private property and get married is beyond anything on this earth. You must be from Mars.
She
maybe
asked
not even
permission.
Mars.
She was asking permission of the brother as a courtesy.
And you're, but you just said that she should have the right to walk onto private property. If they don't want to give her permission... That is their right to say no.
I'm saying that Phil Henry, you, me, all of us, no, we don't have the right. Madonna
but that's what
does.
You said.
Madonna does.
Madonna doesn't have any more rights than the rest of us.
Yes, she does.
A common
why
citizen.
Does why does Madonna have more rights than the rest of us?
She is royalty. She is American royalty.
Excuse me,
she's
but we
lovely.
Don't have American
all right.
royalty.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, is with us, talking this hour about Madonna's desire to be married on the estate where Princess Diana is buried. Madonna is planning on marrying on December 22nd. Guy Ritchie, quite a good director, though, right, Margaret?
Oh, he is a wonderful director, Phil, and one of what they call the new brew. You know, the Tarantino, the very, very... Did you see Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was very derivative and dull.
Oh, you really need to see it again, Phil. You really do. Because...
I'm exaggerating. It wasn't dull. It was just, you know, I'd seen it, I guess.
Well, you really... You know, it's funny. You don't go to a lot of movies, do you?
I go to enough.
Well, I think you really need to see that again. Because you keep missing the boat with the people who are really trendsetters. Madonna, Phil, speaks, I think, to all of us on a very, very deep level.
Can I ask you a question here? And I don't mean to be rude. And let me get back to this lady Margaret, is that the name, ma'am?
Yeah, Frances,
yeah.
Cucamonga.
Okay, let me ask you the other Margaret, this question.
Yes.
Okay, I saw a news report somewhere where they planned on putting a gazebo up for the wedding there.
Yes.
And one of the support poles for the gazebo would run roughly right straight through Diana's head.
Well, she's buried underground.
I know she's buried underground. They're going to put the support pole right through the coffin?
Phil, there is in the Bible, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You're putting the pole through a pile of ashes.
It takes a lot longer than 1 year, though, than several years.
Several years to what?
It takes a lot longer than 1 year, several years to turn to dust. And, you know, that's kind of gross and obscene and just totally bizarre.
There's a thing called desecrating.
Typical of Madonna.
Desecrating a corpse,
yeah.
Okay?
Well, Phil, this is what I don't know if that was Madonna's suggestion or whose it was. But it'll speed up the process, okay? And I think that...
Speed up what process?
Well, Phil, I say this with great respect, but the process of the decomposing of Diana.
By what?
By putting the gazebo pole through her head. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you, do you see in your own...
And please don't yell at me.
I'm asking you, don't you see how indecent this is? This lady does, don't you, ma'am?
Oh, yes.
A gazebo pole?
In this country, you'd be arrested and thrown in jail.
Diana is royalty. Madonna is royalty.
Listen, woman, you haven't got this through your crazy mind yet, but we don't have royalty in this country, and since I've never seen Madonna being part of the lineage of the royal family anywhere in Europe, Asia, Africa, or wherever, unless you're coming from the planet Mars.
Diana.
Because we don't have royalty in America. The closest thing that even came close to it was Jackie Kennedy, and Madonna doesn't compare. You could step on her.
All right, ma'am.
For all I care.
Thank you very much for your call.
Well, then you could step on Diana, too.
Yeah, you could run a gazebo pole through her head.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that was one of the suggestions. And it just so happened, yes, the gazebo pole would go through her head. But she's not there anymore, Phil. Diana has moved on. She's in heaven or wherever she went. And so I think we can feel good about that.
Feel good? Oh, she's in heaven or wherever she went, but her body...
Her body is a shell, nothing more. And that is the existential reality we have to look at.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Suzanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Margaret Gray.
Yes.
I have to tell you that I would really like to say that I can appreciate the fact that we all have our own opinions.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And thank God that we are entitled to those. I am so, so sickened by your comments that you're making.
I am talking about Madonna, one of the loveliest young girls to come from the American Entertainment
Pantheon. She is not. I'm sorry to disagree with
you,
but my
woman.
Right to my opinion is
ask a man.
Absolutely is
ask
not.
Ask a man.
No, I could ask any man, and if they would be honest, I truly believe they would say that she's a very immoral, poor example
to all
women.
Ask Phil Hendry. He's here.
No,
Phil?
You're not asking me.
No, ask him. Go ahead.
I have just asked him.
What?
I mean, do you feel that this is a moral, upstanding woman? Would you like to be wedding her yourself? Would you be proud to be carrying her on your arm?
Well,
See, he won't.
Well, you, that's not fair to ask me. I'm just a guy,
no,
okay?
It's very fair to ask you, Phil. I mean,
then what's
you're,
the
you have this
Phil?
Lady on your program. I feel that this lady's doing this as a publicity gag.
How
this
old are
is
you?
A stunt.
How old are you?
I am 55 years old, and I've danced
you know
with
something?
Many good musicians.
You know something? I'm surprised you even remember your own name.
Oh, is
someone
that?
Think, yeah.
So, well,
that
how old
saying.
Are you, Margaret?
I'm 52.
Well,
and I'm spry, and I'm in the
I
world.
Don't think you could keep up with me for one
darling,
second,
darling. I
lady.
Have a career, and
mentally
I talk to some
physically.
Of the. I talk to some of the biggest names
mentally
in Hollywood.
Mentally or physically?
Physically,
you would never
physically.
Be able to keep up with
all right,
me.
So in other words, you want what? You want a fist fight?
No.
What do
mentally,
you mean by physical?
On a mental level or a physical level, lady, you couldn't stand next to me.
Look, there's two kinds of 52. There's Raquel Welch, which is me, and there's Estelle Getty, which is you.
Yeah, and there is Suzanne
yeah.
in Bullhead City.
And
you haven't met me
how
yet.
Much work have you had done?
How much work?
Yes.
How many businesses have I
no,
owned?
No, how much work have you had done on yourself?
What are you talking
none.
About? You're talking
and
about.
I mean, this is beside I'm, the point. You're talking about an immoral.
You know something? I
piece
have
of crap,
breath.
As far as I'm concerned,
I
and
have
she has ripped and raped the people in the United States, the young people. She has just totally distorted their thoughts.
What do your breasts
and
have to do with this?
Years old.
I want to get
I am
this out.
Shocked you don't have better common sense.
I happen to know that Madonna is a sweet young
come
girl.
Come to the party.
I'll come to the party. And
thank
when I come
God
to the party,
that
I'm
Diana's
coming with
brother
38
has
double
been.
C's.
You are absolute. This is a publicity
no,
gag.
No, it's not a publicity
you can't
gag.
Even be true.
Really? You
yes,
think it's a publicity gag that this woman has asked Earl Spencer if she can use the estate?
I can't believe
and
that.
And has been turned down.
I cannot believe
well,
it.
Well, it's happened. I mean, they asked to use the estate.
And I think she should. Now, I'm 52 years of
well,
age.
I appreciate
I have a 38
your opinion,
inch chest.
Lady, but you
I have
are
a 38,
way, you
I have
are,
a 38
the,
inch
from
chest.
The pits. You're from the pits.
I
you
have
talk
a
about spirituality and where Diana is. You couldn't have an ounce of spirituality in you if you even have one decent thing to say about Madonna and what she's contributed.
I will
she has
this.
Not contributed anything to the people or
oh,
the
really?
Generation here in this United States
marvelous,
or
marvelous.
Around the world.
And what about Beautiful Stranger from Austin Powers? I fell in love with the beautiful
no,
that is
please.
A lovely, lovely
please.
Song. See, I can sing, you can't.
Well, now
I
you
can
now
sing,
you
can't.
Haven't even asked me.
Go ahead, sing.
I wouldn't lower myself to put myself
you don't even,
with
you know
the same category
you've got a voice,
as what you're pulling.
You've got a voice that a chainsaw redwood, don't you?
Oh, really? Well, I you've not seen me, sweetheart.
Let's get back to
okay, what are you ladies talking about? I thought we're talking
I want to get down
to
the
I
want to get right
down to compete with me and all I'm saying is what I feel that
absolutely.
Is so shameful.
Well, I think you have a right.
I want to get down to it. I have a 38-inch chest. How about you?
A 38-inch chest?
Yes.
Do you want me to say hoorah or God bless you?
I want you to tell me what you got.
Okay, don't answer that, ma'am.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not
I demand that
she
answer.
She's totally on a different level.
Don't answer it.
I demand. Do you know how many young women
I have appreciated being able to voice my
do you know
opinion.
How many young women lost
and
their virginity
really
to like a virgin?
I really don't
she's
want to hear
she's an inspiration
this
to all
anymore.
Of us.
She truly has.
You haven't, Margaret, you haven't addressed one thing this woman said. You said
she was maligning Madonna, and I said that she's a fine young woman. The song Like a Virgin, you know how many young women
oh, please,
lost...
please don't even bring
lost
that song
their
up.
Virginity.
I will literally could vomit when I hear that.
Like a virgin.
Oh, my. Please. Please,
pop for the very...
Okay.
I'm going to have to get
I'm
off
sorry.
Because
thank
this
you very
woman
much.
Is sickening me. Thank you.
And
bye.
Speaking of Tarantino, Guy Ritchie... Oh, never mind.
Speaking of Tarantino, what?
At the beginning of Reservoir Dogs, he does a marvelous dissertation on what the song Like a Virgin is all about. Guy Ritchie heard that, ripped off Tarantino's filmmaking style, and decided to marry Madonna, too. Guy, you are disgusting, you're revolting, but you're a very lucky young man.
Oh, I see. So Guy Ritchie heard the whole Like a Virgin rap at the beginning of Reservoir Dogs, and...
That's right. You don't have to play it back to me. I already heard it. I said it.
All right. Here is Deborah on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Deborah, hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This lady has got to have a few screws loose. First of all, Madonna is not considered royalty in America
no,
by
I
any means.
I know that. I know that. But she's she's not real royalty, but she is considered to be in the pantheon of our celebrities, yes.
No, she's not. I agree with you. She's a fabulous entertainer. That's it. She does not get in the same
if
rank.
If not Madonna, then who?
If you're going to talk
nobody
about who's...
Nobody in in the United States should be considered royalty. They do not
Elizabeth
have that
Taylor
status.
Was. Richard Burton was. Elizabeth Taylor was.
They're not going to. They were.
Grace Kelly
pseudo.
Was.
They were pseudo-royalty. They were not true royalty. And
we
neither
have
should...
our royalty in America, and Madonna is part of that.
You're not part of America. You're part of some other planet.
I live in America, and I'll tell you something right now. The wonderful ceremony that they have planned, where the preacher will stand, yes, over Diana's face, and that's unfortunate.
You've got to have your rocks loose, because my dad's a Baptist minister. And he would never, ever, in a million years, consider having a ceremony, a sacred ceremony nonetheless, over top of somebody's grave.
Well,
that's
no
a complete,
offense.
That's complete and utter
no,
foolishness
but,
on anybody.
If your father's a preacher, then he knows that there is nothing sacrilegious about the preacher standing over the face of the
yes,
of the
there
dead.
Is. I mean, it's complete. It's dead.
Wait a minute.
You're desecrating
you're
that
saying,
woman's grave.
No, not if it's the preacher who is spread. You don't stand directly on the face where you think
you
the
have
face
lost.
Is.
You're completely.
No,
you're
you don't stand.
Field.
Listen to me, because both of you are terribly ill-informed. You spread the feet so that the face is between the feet.
Oh, that's an attractive look. You know what? Where did you, I mean, who are you and
well,
where do
I've
you
never
get your
heard
information?
Of, well, I'm sorry, my name is Margaret Gray. I write a nationally syndicated column. I've never heard of your father.
Well, nobody,
you're
and
saying
I've
that it's not sacrilegious.
This lady's father could conduct the ceremony on a grave so long as one foot was on one side of the head and the other was on the other.
He would not. He would not
but
do
he
it.
But he could, and he wouldn't go to hell for it.
He would not do it because it's complete you're completely desecrating
really? And you're
Diana's
speaking, you're
grave.
Speaking for Diana, is that right?
I
is
am not speaking for Diana. I'm
How do you know she doesn't miss that view?
I'm
all right,
sorry?
That's nothing. How do you know she doesn't miss that view?
Well, I really think...
Yeah, thanks. That's great. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show here at 1-800-449-8686. It now falls to me to make this announcement. And we're very proud to make this announcement. Because we're going to be doing something that is completely original, as is everything that we do on this show. And we hit that kind of hard around here because the day and age of original radio is dead. Dead. If it ever really, truly existed. But we come to the air every day with a very original presentation. And we're always looking for things to do that nobody else has done before. We have found yet another. Coming New Year's Day. Now, I want you to get out a pen and a piece of paper, whatever you make your notations on, your day plan or whatever, because you've got to mark this down. New Year's Day, we will be webcasting. I said webcasting, a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast of the Phil Henry Show from the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California. We're going to have Margaret Gray there. Harvey Wireman will be there. R.C. Collins will be there. All of our cast of characters. This is something that you cannot hear on the radio. You can only hear it via the internet. And it's a pay-per-listen. Because I got news for you. If I got people bidding $800, $900 to walk in here and watch me do my show, or spending, I don't know, whatever it is, $10 or $20 to go see me over at the Museum of Television and Radio, you can spend $4.95 to hear our unedited, uncensored, in other words, if there was no FCC, just imagine no FCC, that's the kind of radio show you're going to hear on New Year's Day via the internet. Find out for yourself on New Year's Day with the Phil Henry Show uncensored broadcast of the Rose Parade. Here's what you do. Go to philhenryshow.com for details. Phil Henry Show, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, show.com. And you'll get details on how you can be a part of our live webcast from the Rose Parade in Pasadena, completely unedited, completely uncensored, completely without any constraints whatsoever, for only $4.95. And let me tell you something. If you've never heard Harvey Wireman and Margaret Gray without any restraint, without any decent restraint, I don't even know that I want to show up for it personally, but they told me I have to be there. And if you've never heard Margaret Gray or Harvey Wireman without any normal, decent restraint on them, it's vile. Sick. And it's only $4.95 via the webcast. That's right, the Phil Hendry Show. So this baby is going to be, and nobody's ever done this before. We're the first. If here's somebody trying to put one together real fast, you know who they stole it from. And by the way, David Hall offered Al Gore a job, but he apparently turned it down. Anyway, listen via the internet, $4.95. You want details, go to philhendryshow.com and be with us on New Year's Day. Broadcast will be from roughly 8 a.m. Pacific to 10 a.m. Pacific, so that's about 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, to hear our special, unedited, uncensored, unrestrained, without guilt, without remorse, webcast of the Rose Parade. And I got to tell you something. If ever there was an event that begged, that screamed, that pleaded for an unedited and uncensored reportage, it is the Rose Parade. If ever God allowed an event on this planet that needed unedited and uncensored reporting, it's the Rose Parade. And if ever there was a show fully prepared to bring that very thing to you, you got it, the Phil Hendry Show. So what you have are three things. You have an event that has long needed uncensored and unedited reporting on. That's the Rose Parade. Number two, you have a radio show that is highly original and unique and creative. That's the Phil Hendry Show. You put them all together and you got yourself a paperless and webcast on the 1st of January, 2001. Something you'll never forget. And you can only get it by paying for it through our website, philhendryshow.com. So let's see if you guys are tired of, And by the way, do you listen to the crap that's on the internet, the radio, live stream, whatever it is, the, like internet radio stations? What is that? I mean, does anybody really listen to that thing? You know, they have an actual rating service for internet radio listening or internet radio station listening. And most of it's music, because you would think, given the opportunity to create something in an unfettered and uncensored environment, there'd be some really interesting stuff out there. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. So, once again, it's left to us, the Phil Hendry Show, to create that. And that's what we're doing for you. This is what I meant when I said to you a couple of weeks ago, we had a major announcement having to do with a radio first. I can't even call it a radio first. It's a broadcast, it's a narrowcast, it's an entertainment first. That's what this is going to be on January the 1st, 2001. An entertainment first, Phil Hendry broadcasts an unedited webcast of the Rose Parade on the internet. This is the Star Trek of the internet. You know, going boldly where no idiot show has gone before. That's what we're doing. I wish I could read Craig's writing. I can't read Craig's writing. You have the worst freaking handwriting in the world, man. He puts up a note, and it looks like your mama. I don't know what it says. There is Star Trek radio on the internet. That's the only thing on there. Oh, what is that? What's
all they talk about is Star Trek?
Oh, great. So you can listen to our webcast or listen to a couple of geeks talking about Star Trek. You're putting me on. He's not. He says he's telling me the truth.